This is the podcast for people that believe they do not need to change the world. We believe it's all about becoming the most effective version of yourself in the moments in life that matter the most. This is
the Inner Changemaker Podcast. Instead of changing the world, change their world. Decide who you really are. The word decision is one of the most powerful words out there. It's one of the most powerful actions you can take. It's to make a choice. You know, for people that are following me on social media, you know, I always hashtag, always choose a venture. The most important word out of those things is not always or venture, but it's the word choice, because it means that you made a decision. Now, if you simply just Google the word decide, okay, and you look into the meaning of the word, the origin of the word, I'll read it to you because I literally have it right in front of me. But it literally meant to cut off the options that are in front of you, to cut off two or three different roads, to provide one choice, one road. On Google, you're going to find this yourself. It says late Middle English in the sense of bring to a settlement, quote unquote, from the French word decider, from Latin decidere, determine, from de, which means off, okay, de means off, plus cedere means cut. So to cut off, making a decision about who you are and where you are going and who you are going to step into, that is one of the most powerful decisions that you can make. And I will make an argument that it is one of the most incredible personal development type of activity that you can do. And I'm in this world of personal development. That's actually how I got started. I didn't always teach about putting your voice out there, about content marketing and online marketing and launching a podcast. I started because I believed in the ethos of personal growth, of personal developing yourself, of finding the best version of yourself and being able to present that to the world. That's why I started. I started because I wanted to get on the road to figuring out who the best version of myself was so I can show up for you guys, so I can show up for a community and represent an idea, represent a movement. And I know that some of you that are listening to this, you want to do that. You want to do that in your own right, in your own industry, in your own niche. You have to decide. You have to choose what it is that you want in your life. You have to choose who the person you want to be in certain situations. You want to choose ahead of time. You want to decide. You want to cut off all possible options. You know, I bring this up because I find myself, especially in the last few months, as I'm growing my team and as I'm growing my infrastructure, as I'm growing my systems, it is literally the most unsexy thing. It is painful. And it is not what my, I don't have like natural skills in this department. I need coaching in this department. I need accountability in this department. But one of the things that I find myself doing is having these higher level conversations with the people we work with, our contractors and our team members. And every single time I have to emphasize and I have to, you know, paint for them the vision that we, where we are going. And I have to paint and sell myself on that vision first before I present it to them, because I need them to decide. I need them to choose. Every single time they're in a conversation with me, every single time we're in a meeting, I need them to decide that this is gonna be something that's special that they're gonna be a part of. I need them to see the vision. I need them to feel it. I need them to be in tune with me and know where it is that I'm going. But for me to do that, for me to be the leader for them, for me to be the leader for my students, for me to be the leader of this community, and for you to be the leader of your company, of your community, of your tribe, you need to first decide. You need to first decide how it is you want to spend your time. You want to first decide who it is that you want to be in conversations with, work with, who it is that you want to make a difference for. You need to decide on the name of your brand. You need to decide on the values that you stand for. You need to decide on the type of person you are going to be when life inevitably hits you in the face. When you are inevitably going to have a bad day, or you're going to have an off day, or you're going to be more reactive than proactive, that you didn't do your gratitude exercise, that you didn't review your goals in the morning, you're going to have days that you didn't get up and drink enough water, get enough oxygen. Of course you're going to have those days. It is called being a human. It's called being an entrepreneur. It's called being a creator, where the force of the universe and the energy, everyone is working because and bouncing off of you. So you need to be very clear. You need to have that certainty. You need to be able to make a decision and be able to live with the consequences. And as I do these meetings more and more, one of the things I realize is that it is the best. It is one of the most fun, and it's just such an interesting journey of developing yourself, of seeing how you decide, right? And I remember so long ago that I couldn't make decisions. I used to be that guy from a relationship standpoint where someone would say, hey, what do you want to do this weekend? Or what do you want to eat tonight? And I would never be able to make a decision. I would say, hey, I don't know, whatever, I'm good with anything. I'm a go of the flow type of guy. I'm good with whatever you're choosing. And that might be you right now. And sometimes that's okay. But I'm telling you, your life will change the second you go, you know what? I'm going to throw in an option. It might not be what the other person likes. It might not be what they want to do. But so many people, just take an observation this week. As you go into this week, take an observation. So many people are scared of deciding. They're scared of choosing. They want someone else to do it for them. And guess what? You are not where you want to be. You're not running the business that you want. You're not living the life that you want. You are not interacting and choosing the things in your life because you have been brought up in a world, in a system that chose for you. Did you choose at 4 years old if you were going to enroll in school or not? Right? Did you choose who your parents were going to be and what lessons and belief systems they were going to instill in you? Did you choose the type of career that you were necessarily going to have? Did you really choose? Did you really sit down and say, I'm going to go into these directions? I'm going to go out and get a job and do these things. Did you choose to live your life this way? I would make an argument that most of us got handed the hand that we were dealt with, got handed the belief systems. Our parents did the best they could. Our guardians and teachers did the best they could. They gave us their version of the map. And we chose to follow it because we didn't know any better. Well, guess what? It's okay. You don't need to blame what has happened in the past. You might have been dealt a bad hand. You might have had unfair things happen to you. But today, you can make a new choice. Right now, you can choose to not live like that anymore. You can choose to be a different person, to be on a journey to figure out the best parts of who you are, to figure out your gifts, to figure out your talents. I tell my students all the time, this journey right now, it might not happen right away, but do not lose sight of the vision of why you're doing this. You are doing this because the journey of being a thought leader, of putting your voice in the marketplace, of owning and business that you want, the movement you want, the life that you want, it all comes down to you being able to find your voice, to figure out who you are. It's a process of subtraction. It's not about adding in whatever things that you need to add in. You are enough today, and you have to make that decision that today I'm going to be okay with that. Today I'm going to be the best version that I can be. Today I'm going to try my best. Today I'm going to decide. I'm going to be someone who chooses instead of getting a handout. I'm going to choose to be someone who is direct with people. I'm going to choose to be able to put my energy and my time, my focus on the projects that matter to me as a human being, that matters to me as a business owner. It matters to me as a person that wants to take control of my life, to be able to provide for the people around me. I'm going to choose to step into that person, and I guarantee you, your life will change. But if you refuse this, if you refuse this challenge right today, if you say, hey, I'm not going to choose, I'm going to let it flow to me, I'm going to let other people decide the fate that I'm going to live in, then you never get the opportunity to complain. You do not get the luxury of complaining about the life that you don't want if you cannot muster the courage to choose what it is that you want to do. And if you're listening to this, if you're a part of our community, if you're a part of the Legacy Driven Entrepreneurs Group, if you're a student of mine, know that I have so much gratitude, so much acknowledgement for you, that I see you, I hear you, I know what it is that you want to do. And I'm very much there with you. I'm in the trenches with you. I'm not trying to tell you something that I haven't been able to do before. I tell you, my life changed when I made a decision that it was going to be different, that I was going to tap into parts of me that I had forgotten, that I'd suppressed. I'm going to tap into my creativity and my determination, my focus, that I wasn't going to let the school system or a work system or the normal beliefs of modern day society tell me how to live my life and how to get my message out there. I was going to be a better version of myself every single day. And yes, there are going to be days that I want to give up. There's going to be days that you're going to want to give up. There's going to be days that you're close to bankruptcy or you're not being able to figure out how to be able to put it all together. I get it. I've been there myself. But I promise you, every single day, if you choose to be a change maker, if you choose to be someone different, if you choose to be someone who could figure it out, if you decide that you can do those things, then that in itself will change your life. I appreciate each of any one of you so much. You have no idea. And I look forward to really growing more and more with you. I feel like this has been such a selfish journey to some degree, but I wanted to be able to bring you along to share with you in real time the insights that I'm going through and, you know, what it takes to be the change maker that you truly want to be so that you can go out there to create the legacy that you deserve. Want to discover how you can begin to tap into your inner change maker and become the leader for the important people around you? You can now grab a copy of my new audio training, How to Be the Leader You Truly Are, for free at www.theinnerchangemaker.com/leadership. Inside the training, you will find my top 3 proven strategies from millionaires and billionaires that have been featured on the show. And by simply applying them, I was able to go from sleeping in my parents' living room to leading and running multiple successful businesses and began an endless journey of impacting those closest to me. You can do it too. Go to www.theinnerchangemaker.com/leadership to get your free copy now.